Simon Yud Zayin of Sefer Eretz HaTzvi today, or at least the first part of Simon Yud Zayin of Sefer Eretz HaTzvi. The Gemara Maseches Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis tells us Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bu'umos Halach Achar Hazachar, meaning if you want to know what nation a person belongs to, look at who his father is, not at who his mother is. So if you have a Kenani that marries a Mitzris and they have a child, that child is a Kenani. A Mitzri marries a Kenanist, the child is a Mitzri. Okay, we learn it based on Psukim, the Gemara says. And not only that, not only do you follow the father when it comes to two different types of Goyim that marry each other and have a child, but if two Jews marry each other and have a child, and you want to identify the status of the child, is he a Kohen, is he a Levi, is he Israel? Of course, you look at the father. So the halacha seems to be pretty clear, whether it's in the world of Goyim or whether it's in the world of Jews, that we follow the father, which makes the halacha with regard to a mixed marriage between Jew and non-Jew, or a mixed union, we wouldn't call it a marriage, between Jew and non-Jew, and the child that results from it, all the more confusing. Because what's the halacha when it comes to a mixed marriage? What do we look at? What? The mother. The Judaism is determined by the mother. In fact, there are three shittos when it comes to a mixed marriage. Tosfos in the first paragraph of Masechet Yevamos Daf Tes Zayin Beis Dibro Maskul Oved writes, according to one shita, in order to be a Jew, you need to have both parents be Jewish. According to another shita, one or the other is good enough. Mother or father is good enough. But we paskin, like you guys just said, that hakol holich achar ha'ein, that everything depends on matrilineal descent. If your mother is Jewish, then you are Jewish. So says Rav Yosef Engel, Rav Akiva Eger, Megillah Nashas, says, I don't understand. Where do we ever find that there are, how could it be that there are three deos, Stam Mishnah tells us that everything's taloi in the mother, and yet Tosos claims that there are three deos? So the Chazanish tries to be miyashiv how Tosos got this idea that there are three deos. But b'chol mikra, bottom line is that we paskin that goes after the mother. So the question is asked if there are three deos in the Gemara, why is it that we don't find the most logical opinion to be one of the possibilities? Meaning, what's the most logical possibility to determine Judaism? What would be the most logical if you didn't already know the halacha? That it would depend on father. And that's what it depends on when it comes to every other marriage. So why isn't Judaism determined based on the father? So that is the kasha that the Achronim ask. Now the Reform have an answer. They say, no, they had to make it depend on the mother because of all the redifos and the tsaros that the Jewish people have had throughout all the generations. If we would determine the Judaism of the child based on the father, there will be a lot of situations where we're not going to be able to know who the kid's father is. So the Chachmei Talmud got together and they had to come up with psukim in order to be able to justify why we're going to make it depend on the mother because of this public policy decision. So Rav Shechter just points out that is obviously absurd. First of all, it's against how things operate. We don't make a decision and then look at psukim to try to justify the position, but even logically it's absurd. Because when it comes to Umos Ha'olam, Hakol Holeich Achar Hazachar, we follow the father. What, the Umos Ha'olam don't have this problem of trouble identifying the father? They most certainly do. Zir Masusim Zir Masam, Basar Chamorim Bisaram, they're stupid. Depending on the nation. So you would have this problem when it comes to the Ummah Solom. So what's the real answer? Why is it that when it comes to determining someone's Jewishness, we follow the mother, yet when it comes to any other Yichus issue, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kanani, Mitzri, Adomi, whatever, when it comes to any other issue, we follow the father. So Rav Shechter suggests that this can be explained based on an understanding of the Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avram Avinu, Escha legoy gadol, and then v'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama. So what's the difference? You, the Jewish people, are going to be a goy gadol. V'nivruchu v'cha, you know how everyone else is, what everyone else is, they are all the mishpachos ha'adama. Two different gedarim over here. It's ironic that we refer to non-Jews as goyim, because the only true goy is the Jewish people. We are a goy, a real ummah. The other nations are not a goy, they are a mishpacha. They are mishpachos ha'adamah. And that's why by umos holich achar hazachar, because when it comes to mishpacha, mishpacha space av is kriya mishpacha, mishpacha se'em is ain't a kriya mishpacha. The definition of mishpacha is always determined by the father. And that when it comes to kahuna levia as well, that it depends on being part of the mishpachas kahuna, part of the mishpachas levia. So that's always going to be determined by the father. But when it comes to one's Judaism, then it's not an issue of mishpacha, it's an issue of nationhood, an issue of being part of a goy. And the raya is from Geirus, that a person has the ability to gain Kedushas Yisrael, even though he's not from Mishpachas Yisrael. There's no such thing as joining a family, as you're not really part of the family, and now you become part of the family. But a nation you can join. So when you have a mixed marriage between a Jew and a non-Jew, there's not even a single shita that says that you follow the fathers like you would by Kohanim and Levim, and like the Reform wanted to suggest. And in general, the Eitza, that the approach of the Reform movement to say that you can follow whichever one you want, or that you follow the father, patrilineal descent, is stam ridiculous. If you were to compare a mixed marriage between a Jew and a non-Jew to a mixed marriage between a Kohen and a Yisraelis, or a Kohenes v. Yisrael, like the Reform are trying to do, they're trying to say it's the same thing, then there should be a din that everything is dependent on the father. Because when it comes to a Kohen marrying Yisraelis, or a Kohenes marrying Yisrael, it's all about the father, right? Rashi writes in Masechus Kiddushin, Mishpachas Av, Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpacha Seimena, Kriya Mishpacha. And they certainly don't hold of that. They don't hold that it's all about the father. They hold whichever. So it's Dafka, that group that's Mekabel, Geirim more than anybody else, it's so internally inconsistent. Because the whole notion of Geirus tells us that you can't join a Mishpacha, but you can join an Ummah. And the Reform have very, very light standards in terms of Geirus. All you essentially have to do is say, I want it. You don't even have to believe in God anymore to become a Reform convert. So that's what Rav Shakta points out, the internal contradiction. But let's get back to our Torah HaKadosha and the correct approach. The Rashbam, in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, explains, V'nivruchu is a lashon of, right, it's V'nivruchu v'chakal mishpachos adam. What's V'nivruchu? A lashon of havracha v'harkava, of grafting onto something. That from all the umos ha'olam, anyone can come and be megayer and combine onto and join into the fabric of Klal Yisrael. That's only shayich by a goy and an umma. That is not shayich by a mishpacha. Rav Goren, zichron levracha, Rav Shechter quotes Rav Goren Shayichia, he published the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi when Rav Goren was alive. Rav Goren, parenthetically, was a very, very controversial character. There are many circles in the Jewish world where you cannot quote him. My editor for my Sfarim, when I quoted something, Rav Goren said, just to be cholik on him, just to argue. And he said, you can't, if you ever want any Haredi person to read your Sefer, you cannot even mention the name Goren. Like, it's that controversial. Rav Shechter quotes him. He quotes Rav Goren, who said that when it comes to someone who's kofer ba'am Yisrael with regard to giur, what does that mean? He had a guy who wants to be Megayer, and he wants to be Mekabel all the mitzvos, with full emunah in all the ikarei hamunah, but he doesn't want to be part of the Am HaYehudi. He wants to remain a British person, an American, whatever. He wants to define himself by that. He doesn't want to define himself by the Am HaYehudi. Can you be Mekabel Ager like that? And Rav Goren says that the halach is based on the pasuk in Sefer Rus, Amcha ami velokayach elokai, that your God, your nation is my nation, your God is my God. The Gemara Yevamos learns from there all the dinim of Kabbalah's mitzvos by a ger. So it sounds like it's not enough to be Mekabel, your God is my God, but that your nation is my nation, that you have to actually want to belong to the nation. And it makes sense, says Rav Shechter, because that's what Geirus is. Geirus is joining a nation. That's the whole nature of the process of Geirus. The whole idea of Kabbalah's Geirin is based on that idea that we're not just a family, we are an actual nation. And this is really explicit in the Gemara Nazir Sanachal from Beis. The Gemara says, how do I know that Goyim don't, that Nachrim will call them for the purpose of this year? Because we said Goy, there's only one Goy, and that's the Jewish people. How do we know that Nachrim don't have Tumah? Because the pasuk says, "V'isha shayit mavlo yischato v'nichrisa nefesh hahi mitoch hakal." So we darsh mishi yesh lo kal yatzuzu shein lo kal. That only people that are subject to tumah are those that have kahal, and non-Jews do not have kahal. What does that mean? Probably means along these lines that they don't have nationhood. They have a sense of mishpacha, but not a sense of nationhood. Maral in the Sivas Olam, in the Siv HaTochacha Perek Beis, says that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebze is also based on the notion of being an Am Echad, that you don't find any other nation that's considered an Am Echad. They're mishpachos. Now, the Ramban ala Torah, in the end of Parshas Emor, has a machlokas with the Chachmei Tzarfatim, where they held, the Chachmei Tzarfatim held, that B'nai Yisrael before Matan Torah would follow patrilineal descent. Havlad Holech Achar Ezacha. Meaning, how do we do, each of the Shvatim, let's say, could have married people from outside of the B'nai Yaakov, not like the Medrash that they married the twins of, right? They could have married people from outside of the family, and their children are still members of Klal Yisrael. The Ramban says, can't be. When, as soon as Avram Avinu had his bris, we are Yisrael, ubagoyim lo yischashav. We are, no, we cannot connect, we are not like the other nations anymore, and therefore, as soon as Avram Avinu had his bris mila, we follow mother to determine our Judaism. So in the Sefer Prashas Drachim, who wrote the Sefer Prashas Drachim? No idea. Mishnah LeMelech wrote the Sefer of a Drush Sefer, long essay. It's called Prashas Drachim. So his most famous essay in Prashas Drachim is about what the status of the Avos before Matan Torah were. Were they Jews? Were they non-Jews? Right? We know Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, but what their status was. A fascinating discussion. But he explains the machlokas between the Ramban and the other Rishonim was about that very issue. Were the Avos Jewish or not? That if you hold that they followed father to determine their nationhood, then that's another way of saying that what? That they were not Jewish, because Jewish people follow mother, right? That's the machlokas. The Ramban would say they are Jewish, and the other Rishonim would say that they are not Jewish.
What kind of question is that Yishmael wasn't Jewish?
The Avos.
I know, but if it goes by the father, then Yishmael should be Jewish.
Oh, okay, no, because there was the ability to write someone out. Kibi Yitzchak Yikari Lechazara Velo Kol Yitzchak, that's why Esav was written out, right? There was that possibility. But as a default, right, whether it's a fair point, but as a default, whether it would follow father or mother. So Rav Shechter wants to suggest that this Ramban and other Rishonim is a machlokas l'shitasam in Parecheskas Abatim. Parecheskas Abatim, you right away hear the name Parecheskas Abatim and you think Lamdus, right? That's all the dinim of Cheskas Abatim, and many other very yisodistic sugyas come up in the third parak of Abbasra. But if you make it to the end of Parecheskas Abatim, if you hang in there for 30 blot, so 28 blot in, you get some Agadita. So at the very end of Parecheskas Abatim, Daf Nun Ches, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Bna'a have a kometzayin ma'arasa. Rabbi Bna'a was marking off graves for Tkanim to know where Tumah was. So Tulsus over there asks, why does he have to mark off the graves? Kivrei Akum are not metami ba'oel, because Atem Kriyim Adam, Veinu Masolim Kriyim Adam, so they're not metami ba'oel. And he was marking off the graves, the pasuk says, the Gemara says over there, he was marking off the grave by the Maris HaMachpela. He was marking off where Avram's kever is, and where, so the Tulsus says, why? It's not metami ba'oel anyway, you don't need to mark off the grave. So the Tulsus answers, Avram is called Adam, because it says Ha'adam Agadol, Adam Rishon is called Adam, he's called Adam, right? So he is Metame Ba'oel, because it's about the shame Adam that's Metame Ba'oel. Says the Ramban, why are they called Adam? Why are they Metame Ba'oel? Sharikimu v'kiblu aleim Torah. Because they were Mekabel Torah. And if they were Mekabel Torah, they are? How do you finish the sentence? They're Mekabel Torah, then they are? Jewish. Right? That's the Ramban. Ah, same machlokas. The Ramban holds that as soon as Avram Avinu did his bris, he's no longer Ben Noach, now he's Yisrael, and therefore Avram Avinu, who is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kol HaShelo Nitna, even though he wasn't Mitzuva, because he was a Jew. So therefore, as a Jew, he's Metame Ba'oel. as opposed to the other Rishonim, the Balei HaTosfos, who hold that no, he's still a Ben Noach, and that's why the Balei HaTosfos says, I don't get it, how could they be Metamei Ba'oel? He's still a Ben Noach, can't be Metamei Ba'oel. But maybe you could explain even differently, says Rav Shachter. Maybe the machlokas between the Chachmei Hatzafat and the Balei HaTosfos and the Ramban is as follows, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, Ve'eescha l'goy gadol, he was promising him about the future. But at that point, he was not yet a goy. So the Cheftza of the Jewish nation didn't yet exist. Ve'eescha, lashon asid. But the machlokas Rishonim is, When was it chal? When did we become a goy? Because if you want to know when do we start following matrilineal descent instead of patrilineal descent, it's when we stop being a mishpacha and we start becoming a goy. So when does that happen? When did we stop being a mishpacha and start becoming a goy? That's the machlokas. Was it at the time of Avraham Avinu's bris mila, or was it first at Matan Torah? And up until that time, that we have the status of a goy, then we're still just a mishpacha, and we follow patrilineal descent. That's the machlokas, Ramban and the Chachmei Tzafatim, where the Ramban says, yeah, they had a status of Jewish people. You know why? Because already at the Shas Mila, we take on the status of a goy. Whereas the Balei HaTosfos say, no, we don't take on the status of a goy, of a nation, we're still a mishpacha, up until Matan Torah. Now, this fundamental distinction between a mishpacha and a goy is as follows. A goy means it's a single organism. We are an organism called Klal Yisrael. A mishpacha means a collection of people that are associated with the same biological or some combined focus or purpose. But it's a collection of different people. The Yerushalmi in the ninth paragraph of Nedarim discusses the pasuk says, "Lo sikom lo sitar es bnei amecha," that you're not allowed to seek revenge on people who are amongst your nation. That just like the Yerushalmi says, why now? Why can't you take revenge? Yerushalmi says, because it's absurd, it's ridiculous. Just like if your left hand does something to your right hand doesn't start whacking your left hand and cutting it and whatever in order to take revenge on it. So Yerushalmi says, it doesn't make sense for a Jewish person to take revenge on another Jewish person. What's that mashal all about? Left hand, right hand, right hand. What's that all about? What's it describing? A single body. That's what it means to be a Jewish person, is that it's a single body. That's what a goy means. The Ritva writes in the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah that Yotza Motzi, because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevzeh, if I already said Kiddush, I could still be Motzi someone else in Kiddush. Why? Because of the principle called Arvus, or Arevus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevzeh. Why, says the Ritva? Dekulam kiguf echad. We're all a single organism. That's the pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael. Finish the pasuk. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael. Goy echad ba'aretz. That we are the only goy ba'aretz. It's goy echad ba'aretz. By Klal Yisrael, we need to be ba'achdus, to combine together to form the single organism called a goy. And Rashi al Torah in Parshas Yisrael, in the pasuk Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, what does Rashi say very famously? Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar? Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. So it sounds like Kabbalah Satorah, sounds from Rashi, is that happened when? At Kabbalah Satorah. Like the Shita of who? Of the Balei HaTosfos, right? Not like the Ramban. That it happened at Kabbalah Satorah that we became Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And Rav Sadigon has a famous expression. Rav Sadigon says, "Ein umasenu uma ela b'torasa." Our nation is only a nation through our Torah. All the other umas ha'olam don't have a Torah to be mitzarif them to each other like an ish echad, and therefore they are not an uma. What creates the uma is Matan Torah. Again, that's the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos. It's not like the Ramban, who thought it happened already earlier. Now, this explains a very troubling Gemara about the Shalosh Shavuos. Which Shalosh Shavuos? Not the one we spoke about in Bava Metzia, the more famous Las Lamdish Shalosh Shavuos, Kuf Yud Aleph in Maseches Ksuvos. Right? What happens with the Shalosh Shavuos? Gimel Shavuos Hishviya Kadosh Baruch Hu B'nei Yisrael. Hashem made three Shavuos with the B'nei Yisrael. Right? What were they? What was at least one of them? At least one of them, you know, right? What? I can't hear you. What do you mean Malchus?
Loyal
v'choma. We're not supposed to go and take over Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole foundation, the whole backbone of the Safra Shita, right? Is Loyal v'choma. And now of, I guess, from Malkiel Cutler and Ravan Shechter also, whoever associates with Peleg and the whole Safra crew. So that's, right, Loyal v'choma. That you're not allowed to go and take over Eretz Yisrael by force. Right, that's the Shalosh Shavuos, Ksubas Kavir Aleph. That's one of the Shalosh Shavuos. One of them is also that the Umos Olam are not supposed to be Meshabed Yisrael Yosu Midai. They're not supposed to be overly mean to us. Okay, but there are these the Shalosh Shavuos. Comes along the Ragat Shavar, then Safnas Paneach, and he says, you know, the Mechilta and Parshat B'Shalach on the Pasuk, Hashbeya Hishbiya Spnei Yisrael Lemar, says, Hashbiyim Sheyashbiyu Lubneihem. That in order for a shvua to be chal on future generations, each generation has to take that shvua. And as the Safnas Paneach, how could these shvuas possibly be binding? I don't know when they were made, but I never took that shvua. So why would these shvuas possibly be binding if it wasn't taken by each and every generation? So he suggests that, you know, Hashpia was Yosef. That was before Matan Torah. That was when there was no organism called Klal Yisrael. What were we? What?
People,
mishpachos. We were a mishpacha. We weren't. We were a bunch of people that associated with the same mishpacha. We were not what?
A goy.
So yeah. So that's where hashpeh hashpia. You need to be mashpia the next generation. But once we become a goy, the nation as a whole, as an organism, takes a shvua. And that shvua is binding on all future generations as well. And that's how we could explain, says Rav Yosef Engel and Otzros Yosef, the halacha, ger shen isgayer kikatan shenola dami. That a ger is megayer, he's like a new person. Why? Because before he was megayer, he was an individual. Now that he's megayer, he becomes part of the Jewish nation, the Ummah HaYisraelis. He's not an individual guf anymore. He's a small portion of a much larger guf called the Jewish nation. And that's the diuk in the Lashon of the Gemara, kikatan shenolad dami. And that's the nafkamina ladina for the gerus of Maimon Har Sinai. That's when we became the Ummah Yisraelis. Why did we have to go through the event of Maimon Har Sinai? That was a gerus that transformed us from individuals into this guy. So you can't say kikatan shenola dami. And that's you have to say Rishak said that you can't say kikatan shenola dami on the mass gerus of Maimon Har Sinai. You only say that and when a ger is going from becoming a mishpacha to becoming one of us. If you assume like the Balei HaTosfos, so you have to take a look. If you look in Rav Shechter Sefer on Chumash, the blue Rav Shechter on the Parsha on Parshas B'Shalach, he explains that in greater detail. Okay, there's more good stuff. Well, I guess we'll stop there. It was a beautiful rayon. It goes a lot further. Maybe next time we'll get into this. So we have shared next time.